Hey, Chickadee.
Hi, Pumpkin.
You want to go get Mexican after this? Like fajitas and margaritas and all the eaters.
Am I a ginger girl with no soul?
Yeah.
Then yes.
So I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks.
Well, somebody had to go to Disney and leave me behind.
Well, you know. When Disney invites you to come hang out at their house.
Wait a minute. If y'all could see the look of B, I don't give a shit on her face right now, then you would be pouring back some wine. So go ahead and just pause, go get a glass of wine if you're not in the carpool lane, and then come back and join.
It was a great vacation, though. Seriously, it was.
I'm so glad.
I had so much fun. It was weird being, because, you know, part of it was a cruise, and yeah. So I was disconnected from the world for about 4 days.
Can I tell you, yeah. Every time I would get a message from you, and it would be like a random, hey, blah, 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 whatever, I'd be like, oh, Gina loves me. She's on vacation, and I got a message.
Such a
dork. I know.
Speaking of which, I'm Gina.
I'm Dawn.
And we're Hot Mess Moms.
Yeah, we are.
Even on vacation.
That's okay. It's expected.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
Blue crayon.
I know. I've been so excited to see all the hashtag blue crayon because the world needs more positivity.
It does need more positivity.
And the world needs more friendship.
I liked that I haven't personally seen any blue crayon hashtags anywhere. But you told me about them, and I was a little surprised. And I think it's awesome that people are like, oh, yes, mama needs a friend. Like, I want to go search it out and then be like, I'll be your friend. Reply back to them.
Seriously, I mean, if you don't know what we're talking about from the blue crayon episode, it was episode 10, right?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, and this is episode 11.
It is.
Sneaker. We talked about like how hard it is to make friendships as women,
as grown-ups, period. But yeah, especially like moms
that aren't judgmental as crap.
Yeah. It's hard to make good friends. And when you find them, like,
don't let them go.
Hold on. Like stop, like stage 5 clinger. Hold on.
Yeah.
Because good friends are hard to come by.
They really, truly are.
Yep. So speaking of things that are ridiculously difficult to do.
Yes.
Guess what I did this week?
You asked somebody out on a date.
That's a different story. A different podcast episode. I went shopping.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Like you went to HomeGoods?
No, I went clothes shopping.
Ooh, that's scary.
I know. And I did it and I was successful. Which is...
Wait.
Yeah.
Is this like an Olympic sport? Like, do you get a gold medal for being successfully clothes shopping?
I should have gotten a hot pretzel for successfully buying clothing for myself.
Not your child, but yourself.
Yeah, not my kid.
That's like even harder.
Yeah, she went with me. She was on purse duty and she whined about it the whole time. She's like, it's so heavy. I'm like, I'm a mom. Congratulations.
You know what else was heavy? When you were in my belly.
Right? Yeah. So, we went to the mall in the Florence area.
Yes.
Because I needed a pair of jeans.
Okay.
And I needed a single pair of jeans because all of mine have holes in them. And I needed some adult jeans that don't have holes in them that I can wear to clients' houses and not look.
So, adding adult jeans without holes to my to-do list. Check.
Check.
Yeah. For you, not for me. Because yeah. All my jeans have holes in
yeah,
them.
Yeah. Well, I mean... Like, I don't have issues with holy jeans. I love holy jeans. But
yeah.
When I'm going to a client's house to do a consultation, like, I want to be a little bit, step it up a notch. And
yeah.
Jeans without
yeah, okay.
Holes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know.
Yeah.
So, I needed a pair of jeans that did not have holes in them.
Okay.
So, I also wanted a pair of black jeans. Did not find those because apparently the entire world thinks that black jeans should only come in jegging form. And I'm a grown-up that needs pockets. So that does not work for me.
I hate jegging.
Me too.
And like, I don't need to pour all of these jeggings.
I don't like them either. So I didn't get that. But I did find the jeans. And then I've been looking for a white blazer for mm-hmm. about 4 years and some change. And I found one. Randomly at a store I was not expecting to find one at. And it's super cute, and it's a little loose fitting, almost like, you know, the silk kind of liner. Mm-hmm. The whole thing kind of has that feel to it. Okay. So it's super, like, casual and a little sexy. Uh-huh. I'm going to say super again. I super love it. Awesome. So.
Wait. So I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But I have to know. Does it have, like, the big cushy shoulder pads?
No, I do not.
In my head, that's what's going on up there.
There's no shoulder pads. I don't need shoulder pads. But it's the longer length jacket.
Uh-huh.
And the neck, the collar port, like, comes down. There's no closure on it, so it stays. It's open.
Right.
The sleeves kind of have this ruching up where it's, like, three-quarter sleeves.
Yeah.
So it looks a little more casual, like they're, like, you've pulled them up, but that's how they are.
Like Miami Bus.
Kinda. Like, I'm a little bit of Don Johnson in this moment.
So, you have new
jeans.
Which
is funny, because that's my married name. I was totally Don Johnson for several years.
That's hilarious. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. I knew it, but I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. You got the jeans, and you have the blazer.
And I have a blazer.
Did you buy some penny loafers?
No, but oh my God, do I really want some? Yes, I do. I want loafers so bad. Y'all, I'm such a nerd. Like, I'm the preppiest bohemian-looking chick you will ever see in your life, because I want a mix of both of those things.
So you need to wear, like, a funky hot pink shirt under that white blazer.
Yeah, yeah.
You could totally rock that look.
Yeah, yeah. I love stuff like that. Like, I'm a total little nerdy nerd that way. But anyway, so I went to the store that I always go to when I'm looking for jeans, which mm-hmm. is Buckle, because I have the most success when I go to Buckle. Like, I think 90% of the jeans I own are from there.
Okay.
I always have jeans that fit me, and they're super nice in their sizing, because all their sizes are like 31, 32, 33, that kind of sizing.
Yeah.
And, like, my size number is a little lower at that store than it is at other stores.
So it's flattering.
So it's very flattering when you're like, oh, they're like, oh, what size? And I'm like, mama, like, you know, adult woman who's had a child size. And she's like, no. And then I leave
with
jeans.
So they had hot mama sizes.
Yeah. So I leave with jeans that are like 32, and which is, you know, you're like, eh, look at my butt. Yeah. You know, whatever, because I'm weirdo. So I did that, and besides that, the girls at that store, girls and guys, I've never gone into that store mm-hmm. and had a bad, like, customer service experience. Like, they're always
right,
so stinking nice, and they're always like, oh, no, girl, I totally feel you. That looks good on you. Oh, maybe not that one. Try this. You know, and
so they're honest? Wait,
they're
what?
Honest, yeah, yeah, because I'll be like, you know, and I'm picky about clothes because mm-hmm. I've made a point to become picky about clothes, right. And I will say flat out picky. Like, I'm getting to the point where, like, I'm willing to spend more money on a pair of jeans mm-hmm. that are going to last me 4 or 5 years, and my Buckle jeans will last me 4 or 5 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
So $75 for 4 or 5 years of wear.
It's better than
I'm down for
cheap
that.
Cheap one,
that's,
yeah.
That's better than Old Navy $20 jeans, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and they are more flattering.
And they're more flattering, yes. And so I'm okay with spending a little more. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm teaching myself, because I am still cheap, y'all, teaching myself to be okay to spend a little more on clothes that are going to fit better and are going to last longer and all that stuff. So their help in the store is great, because I'll be in the dressing room and she's like, how did it do? And I'm like, these ones are like, this is a little tight. I wanted something a little looser and, you know, whatever. And she's like, okay, hold on. And she'll run and come back. Like, they're great there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm not even done with my happy, happy customer service story.
Oh my gosh.
It only gets better.
You should become an affiliate for them or
right?
something.
Yeah. So I had to order my jeans because the cut they had, I loved, high-waisted,
yeah.
curvy, because mama has hips, that kind of stuff. They had the right cut that I wanted. They didn't have the right length, because I'm tall, I got long legs, I wanted longer ones,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have the ones without the rips in them, and I wanted ones without rips, and I wanted a lighter wash. I told y'all I'm picky. Like, I wasn't lying.
She's like, check, check, check.
Yeah,
check,
like,
check.
I have 7 boxes.
Mission impossible.
Yeah. Mama's buying jeans. That is mission impossible. So she was like, yeah, sure thing. We can order them. You know, you can either come pick them up when they come in a couple days, or we can just send them to your house for like $5. They'll be there in 3 to 5 days. And I know me. I am cheap, but I also know I'm really busy. I was not going to make it back to the mall anytime this week.
Right.
So I just said, all right, ship it to my house. No big deal. So, she ships it to my house, and I get them in the mail today.
She has a piece of paper.
I have a piece of paper. And y'all, I will take a picture of this note and I will put it in the show notes so y'all can see this. And some of y'all, everybody has probably ordered from a small business and received
Etsy, something like that.
And you get a little note card with your thing. And it's like, hey, thanks for shopping with me. You know, blah, blah, blah. Hope you love it. Which is super sweet anyways.
Yep.
Especially because you don't get that all the time.
Right.
But to get a note from a national brand.
Okay.
To me, that's like, okay, and it's not, and it literally, y'all, it is printed, it's on, not even printed.
It's not
it is handwritten on a piece of, like, printer paper.
Mm-hmm.
No heading, no logo, no branding, no nothing. So whoever was mailing out my stuff literally grabbed a piece of paper and a pen and wrote this. Hey, these Can-Can jeans are sick. We have some day trip tops that would pair perfect with the jeans next time you're in the store. Thanks for your business, Buckle. And then it says the store that they ship them out from. Which, to me, from a national brand store, well, I'm sorry. I don't care how much money you spend at Walmart or at Target. You're not going to get a handwritten note.
No,
from it's not going to happen.
No.
So, if I didn't already love Buckle and their jeans, I really love them now.
That's awesome.
it kind of made my day. Because shopping is not fun sometimes. For clothes, and it's hard.
Yeah.
Especially when you're, like, the body you have in your head doesn't exactly match the body that's in the mirror. Because
I know that feeling all too well.
I don't know if y'all are like me, but I think I am skinnier than I actually am in real life.
I think I'm, like, 10 sizes smaller than I am.
Yeah, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, that would be cute on me. And then I put it on, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot, I'm not that small. That does not look cute on me. So,
whatever the reverse of anorexia is, and
I have
say
that.
This lightly,
yeah.
I truly have that.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm much smaller than I am.
Okay, can I tell you, there is a book that I read several years ago, and have you ever read one of those books that's so good, you can be in a room by yourself and you laugh out loud and look up to see who's near you so you can read them the passage you just read.
Yes.
It's that funny.
Yes.
Okay. So there's this book I read several years ago called Conversations with a Fat Girl.
Okay. I need that book.
It's the girl who wrote it's hilarious. She's got 3 or 4 books out. But there's a passage where she's talking about, I was having one of those days. Like, one of those days where, she's all dressed, and she's like, yes, I look good, yes. And driving, walking through town, you know, and the character lives in, like, L.A. And she's strutting she is just on her little way doing her thing.
Right.
And then in the book, she talks about how she caught a glimpse of herself in a store window, and all of her fantasies were ruined. She's like, I was looking good, and then I saw myself. And I busted out laughing. I've always remembered that line from that book. Because it's real. That's how it is.
It's honest.
It's an honest moment. And I have that every time I go shopping. I'm like, yes. Nope. I can't help it. Y'all should not be surprised that I'm a little weird. I have told y'all this probably in every episode. So, I am. But yeah, so I had a super good shopping day. And then I got my package when I got home today. It took 3 days for $5. Totally worth it.
By the way, Buckle is not sponsoring this
episode. No, not at all.
They don't even know who we are.
Yeah, like,
I feel like in this day and age, we need to disclose that there's no disclosure.
They're not sponsoring us. Yeah. They don't have a clue who we are. Nothing.
Right.
But I just like that store. And people are like, Buckle? Really? Never heard of it.
I've heard of it, but they don't carry my size, so.
Yeah.
I don't shop there.
It's a good store.
They can't handle all this.
You know what? That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I have Torrid, which...
Torrid's pretty great,
Torrid is his hit or miss. I mean, it truly is. There are some stores that I abso-flippin-lutely love.
wait. Abso-flippin-lutely?
Abso-flippin-lutely.
Gotcha.
I PG'd that for you. So, like, there's some stores that are awesome, and then there's some stores that are not so awesome.
Yeah.
I've figured out which ones I really love, and I tend to stay towards those.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have one in Florence, but I've heard that they are on the radar.
Really?
Yes. I'm so excited about
that.
This
would be great.
I spend so much freaking money at that store.
Torrid's one of those stores that, for me, it's hit or miss, because I can, depending on what it is,
mm-hmm.
the way it's cut, and what kind of inventory they have... I may or may not sometimes be able to fit in some other stuff because I'm like right at that cusp where it's like, yeah, I can shop in the normal section or I could shop in the plus size.
I mean, they, like, I don't know what smaller size you wear, but they go down to a size 12 on their website.
Then I need to shop at Torrid more.
Yeah. They get into a 12 in their stores and a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
So it goes from size 12 to, I think, 32 or 34 now, which is way bigger than I need.
Yeah.
Not that big.
Yeah.
I'm a big girl, but I'm not that big.
Yeah.
I fall, you know, I fall in a good range for them. Mm-hmm. And it's hit or miss, though. Like, sometimes I'll go in and I'll find all the things that I love.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I go in and I find nothing that I love.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about the swimsuit issue a couple of weeks ago, and that's not like it sounds, but swimsuit shopping, and you know, that's where I found my bathing suit.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I can't buy bathing suits there because I don't have enough boobs for that.
I got boobs.
I have the boobs of a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah. So you can buy bathing suits at Target.
Yeah.
I can't buy bathing suits at Target. Yeah. They don't fit. But Torrid, some shops are just really great, and in some are not so great. But
yeah, and I'm big on, like, if I walk into your store, and even if I've never been, like, there are some stores that I can go into, and I will have a conversation with the people that work there, like I talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, and it just happens naturally. I don't, like, I'm not good at being super fake nice and customer service voice, and thank you so much for shopping with us. Like, I can't. It grinds my own nerves. Like, I can't do that. It's just my personality. So if there are people that work there that are just fun and easy to talk to, I will find those people. And it happens naturally.
Yeah.
And then I have a great time when I'm shopping. So I remember those stores.
You know, there's a restaurant that reminds me of that where everybody is like laid back and chill and so friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Chewy's.
I love Chewy's. Sorry, y'all got a little excited.
It started in Austin, yeah. And Chewy's is amazing.
I just made a batch of their jalapeno ranch dip the other day. My little coffee cat.
So good.
Yeah, yeah, it's gone already.
I love when you walk in there, though. Like, they're so friendly.
They are.
You walk in and they're not like, table for two? Uh-huh. They're like, hey, how's it going? What are y'all doing today?
Yep.
And we're like, we're just out shopping.
Yeah.
I want to grab some lunch. Oh, yeah. How many is with y'all?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, there's two. Okay, let me get y'all a table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like, hold on just a moment. I'll go find you a table. We'll be right back. Like, no.
They're
a little more free-spirited. Yeah. I
like that.
I like businesses that allow their employees to, like, have
be themselves.
Personality.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm telling you, that's why I keep going back to Buckle. And it's not just the Florence store, because I've shopped at Buckle since I lived in Virginia almost 10 years ago.
So all
of their stores that I've ever been into has been the same exact way. I have never walked into one of their stores and felt like, these people do not even want me shopping here. Like, I just need to leave now.
So they're good at hiring the right people.
They're very good at hiring the right people. Now, there are other stores that I walk into, and I can make a lap around the store, and I feel like I'm about to have that Julia Roberts moment in Pretty Woman, where she's like, you made a big mistake.
Big
huge! Because it's like, you can tell, they have no interest in helping you at all, whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it's usually on the days where, like, dude, I came in here ready to spend, like, a couple $100.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go spend it somewhere else now. Goodbye, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't like places like that. I want you to make me feel like I'm at your house shopping through your closet.
Oh, it really irritates me when I'm going, and this is going to sound really bratty, but I went one day, and, like, it was when I first was, like, my business was doing really good, and my dream was to buy a pair of Manolo Blahniks.
Yeah.
Like, I went to buy the Carrie Bradshaw shoes,
yeah,
right? I had the money.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was putting them on credit. Like, I had earned the right to buy these shoes.
Yeah.
So I went to the store, very high-end, very nice store.
Mm-hmm.
And they totally, like, dismissed me. And, like, I couldn't even try on shoes.
You know.
And that's when I had my Julia Roberts mistake.
Yeah,
so.
There is a Western wear store back home in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say the name of it because they're not sponsoring this either. Cavenders. It's Cavenders in Houston. And they've got great stuff. Like, if you're into, like, Western attire and all that stuff. And it's not cheap to shop there at all.
I'm sure it's not.
Boots ain't cheap. May look a little rednecky depending on where you live and where you're from. But it's not cheap clothing.
No.
So me and my ex-mother-in-law went in there because that's what her husband wears, Wranglers, and we had gone in there. And they had, they don't have either of these vehicles anymore, but they used to have an old beat-up, like, Astro van that they would use with the dogs and stuff to go back and forth or carry inventory to their store in Texas because they sold boots. And so it was just a beat-up van, but it did what it needed, what they needed it to do. It got inventory back and forth. It got their dogs back and forth when they were traveling between their houses and between states and stuff. And she had a Jag. I cannot tell you how many times I have been with my ex-mother-in-law and gone into a Cavender's, and we've done it in both vehicles. If we pulled up in that van and walked into Cavender's, you couldn't get anybody to even acknowledge you. But every single time we pulled up in that Jag and walked into Cavender's, three little girls would come up, "Hi, how are you? How can I help you?" And it was the most annoying thing because you knew the only reason they walked up to you is because you were pulling up in a Jag.
Right.
They don't have a clue what kind of money. She was like, "I'm broke either way. Doesn't matter. Like, I pull up in a Jag. You think I have money? I don't." You know what I mean? We would laugh about it. We're like, "Yeah, no." She found another store to buy his clothes at because it's just so ingenuous.
Yeah.
And that you can't, like...
So the moral of the story is be a good person and treat people like humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But coming from the shopper's perspective, if you make me feel like I'm welcome, like, because really your business is your home.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if you make me feel like I'm, like, you're welcoming me into your home and you're excited that I'm there, it's the same thing. Like, if I go to my friend's house and she ignores me, I'm going to go home.
Like, just as a note for all my small business owner friends out there listening, when you treat people like your friends, they're far more likely to invest in you.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm the same way. Like, I'll spend more at a tour where people are nicer to me because I want to be there.
Yeah.
And the longer that I want to be there, guess what?
I'm going to spend more money. Yeah, I mean, like, so. I mean, don't get me wrong. Buckle, they are really good at getting you to spend more money because I went to buy a pair of jeans. I did not plan on buying that white blazer, but I sure as hell did get it. But even the note, like, the Franklin, Tennessee store is the one that mailed me my package.
Mm-hmm.
I don't shop in Franklin, Tennessee.
No.
But guarantee, when I read that note, I thought, ooh, I wonder what shirts they have. So, I mean, don't get it twisted. They're good at marketing and, like, upselling.
Yeah.
But they do it in a way that just makes you feel like it's one of your friends, like, dude, you picked a good pair of jeans. These are awesome. Blah, blah, blah. Like, at first I thought it was the girl that had helped me that wrote the note.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because it was so, like, these the jeans are, yeah. They did really good.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I was pretty excited
about it. So, if you haven't found the shops yet that make you feel like friends, then you need to shop harder.
Yeah. not many times you're going to hear somebody tell you, especially in today's, like, minimalism and blah, 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 blah. Shop at better stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
All right, well, that's all I got this week.
Yeah, me too.
We rattled on for, you know, 20 minutes about shopping.
I rambled a lot today, and I'm a little hot and sweaty because I got excited. And now I want margaritas and Mexican food.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
See you, bye.
Bye, guys.